This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are in a frantic push to shore up critical support to win a four-year term in the White House, with just 6 days to go until the November 3rd presidential election. They campaigned in political battleground states Tuesday in a frantic push to shore up critical support to win that four-year term. Though President campaigned in three Midwestern states he won in his upset victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska, and likely needs to capture again to win a second term. More than 66 million Americans have already cast early ballots, two-thirds of them by mail and one-third in person at polling stations. Many voters say they're looking to avoid coming face-to-face with others in the expected long lines of people waiting to cast ballots next Tuesday, this in light of COVID-19. Tanzanians are voting in the presidential election preceded by a government crackdown on the opposition leaders and free speech concerns under the incumbent John Magufuli. More than 29 million people have registered to vote in Wednesday's election to decide the fate of the president, who is seeking re-election. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called China's communist government a, quote, predator, end quote, Wednesday during a trip to boost ties with Sri Lanka, which has received huge investment and diplomatic support from Beijing. Pompeo made his latest attack on China after talks with Sri Lanka's president on security cooperation to keep open vital Indian Ocean sea lanes just south of the country. The 12-hour visit was the second stop on a four-nation tour. Meanwhile, Wednesday, China accused U.S. senators of telling all kinds of lies, end quote, after a group of lawmakers put forward a resolution accusing Beijing of genocide against Muslim minority groups in the far northwestern region of Xinjiang. This is VOA News. Lebanon and Israel still technically at war with no diplomatic ties, launched a second round of maritime border talks Wednesday under UN and U.S. auspices to allow for offshore energy exploration. The talks, expected to last 2 days, were held at the headquarters of UN peacekeeping forces UNIFIL in a Lebanese border town guarded by army roadblocks and with UN helicopters circling above. After years of quiet U.S. shuttle diplomacy, Lebanon and Israel this month said they'd agreed to begin the negotiations in what Washington has called an historic agreement. The top executives from Facebook, Twitter, and Google have been summoned to testify before a congressional committee today about alleged political bias, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Some lawmakers on the Senate Commerce Committee think the big social media giants are suppressing conservative, religious, and anti-abortion views on their platforms. The allegations increased this month after the New York Post published an unverified story about Joe Biden and his son's business activities, which most other media outlets did not. So after being threatened with subpoenas, Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, and Google's Sundar Pichai will be grilled about what they post and what they suppress. Senators will also explore proposals to revise legal protections for online speech, which critics say allow social media platforms to avoid having to filter out questionable content. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Italy approved a package of measures Tuesday to support businesses hit by new restrictions aimed at reining in the coronavirus, hours after daily infections hit a new record high and COVID-19-related deaths jumped. The measures will cost nearly $6.4 billion and include grants, tax breaks, and additional funds for the temporary layoff schemes, according to the prime minister. Drug makers Sanofi and GSK said Wednesday they would set aside 200 million doses of a future coronavirus vaccine for a global initiative to ensure equitable distribution, including in poor countries. There has been great concern about fair access to COVID-19 vaccines, as rich countries have bought up billions of doses long before a vaccine has even been approved. Hurricane Zeta is due to make landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast Wednesday after bringing heavy rains to Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Forecasters at the U.S. National Hurricane Center said the storm could bring a storm surge of 1 to 3 meters as it comes ashore in southeastern Louisiana in the afternoon. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.